Club on 95 BFM Breakfast. Your guide to the best of the Auckland Arts Festival.
I kind of like that the bed music sounds a bit like Budget Herbs a wee bit.
It's kind of good. Like Land Down Under.
Oh, a little bit,
just at the start.
Yeah. Nice. I'm never going to be able to unhear that. That's great. We are on Culture Club where we talk about the Auckland Arts Festival, and we've got Scotty Cotter in here.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm
such
very
a
good,
strong
thank
name.
You.
Strong name. We've
strong
just been
rhyming names.
Discussing good rhyming names. What are we talking about this morning?
A play I'm co-directing called Babel that opens on 18th of March.
Awesome.
Now, Babel is, it's about sort of the beeping and buzzing and all of the distractions that we have in this modern life.
Yeah.
And it's also a devised piece.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration behind it?
We thought we'd devise it with these young kids, with this the young rangatahi in the cast, because we wanted to really get their voice in the show. And being with Massive Company, we devised quite a lot of our work. So we thought it'd be a good challenge and a good idea to set the provocations to them and see what they come up with.
Totally.
And it's quite a big cast. It's 20, yep. 20 teenagers,
20,
is it?
20, yeah. Our youngest is 14 and our oldest is 19, so it's a
awesome.
Lot of fun.
Yeah. I imagine that like, in the room as well. It's, you know.
Oh, man. It reminds you how old you are sometimes when you just see the amount of energy they have with each other, and it's fun to remind yourself that you're young and old.
Yeah. So how did the group come together? How did you pull all these cool teens into one room and say, want to be in a play?
Yeah. Last year, me and the other director, Carla Martel, we went to five different schools, Macaulay, Tangaroa College, Rose Hall, Ormiston and De La Salle. And we did about four workshops out there with people who wanted to be in the show.
Mm.
And then from there, we picked the people that liked us and we liked them, and that's how we got our
awesome.
Our little mob.
That's very cool.
And Babel, it explores themes like busyness and stillness. Like, is there a lot of movement in this piece, like with the big cast?
It's really physical. It's a great way to bring the energy, but it's also they're really quite in their bodies already.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's make you move a lot. And they've got their they just love moving, and they're great storytellers physically, so we're like, let's play with that, see what happens.
Totally, yeah.
And it also, it has this multi-layered musical soundscape, which I love a good soundscape. how do you think the music in a show that's about busyness and sort of chaos, I guess, like enhances that story that you're getting across?
Our sound designer, Rosie Langenbeer, has been at most of the rehearsals all the time, and she really adds a different layer to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think having the luxury of having your sound designer in the room when you're devising is that she can add
that's pretty awesome.
Input into it and transport the work into somewhere else where we just go, what are we when to see? We theatre people. Where she can go. Where she can
theater
add
gremlins.
Where she can add the sound layers in it that really transport the audience and the cast and the story to another place.
Totally.
It's a luxury. I wish we could have it more often.
It is a pretty cool thing because quite often, you know, sound or even like the lighting and stuff comes as a secondary part to a theatre show and not necessarily as part of that kind of genesis of it. So that is really cool.
Mm.
Very special.
And I guess in a show that's about, I feel like I've always been saying it's about busyness and stillness, but I guess productivity and all of these things that we have to deal with today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in the arts world in particular, there's more of a pressure than other fields to constantly be busy, or at least be perceived to be busy and creating and always have something on the go?
I think because you really have, there's not enough time to rehearse a lot of projects that you make. So it's really on the go, and you're always going, what do I have to do? What do I have to find?
Mm.
And that constant busyness never lets you really settle in the work until like the last night you've performed it,
which
is weird. And then that's where you go, oh, damn it, I've been doing it.
Yeah,
I could have done it this way. So I think there's a perception that you should be busy all the time, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I think the best work comes from when you're not busy and you're just relaxed.
And there's a quote that was at the end of Babel's page in the Arts Fest book about how it's, you know, increasingly hard to honour stillness. And why do you think that is, and why do you think it's important to be okay with being still for a bit?
I had a great New Year's up north. or Mapiri, and I was just, there was just times where it was just me and my friends and fams just sitting down and just doing nothing and just watching sunsets. And it's those things where you go, oh, because there was no signals, you couldn't get anything there. And there's those moments where you can just do nothing and just be present, be present. But, you know, just be in nature and without anything distracting you is really quite special. And I find that, you know, living in Auckland now, it's really, you don't really get those times.
Mm.
You have to drive out to Piha and
it's
so hard.
It's quite a long drive. And
especially in traffic
car,
too. Yeah. But, you know, just finding those little moments where you can just think for yourself.
Yeah,
have
totally.
Have your you time.
Hoon down to, you know, Point Chev Beach or Hoon Bay or something. And there's
I love Point Chev on a full tide.
It's the
tide.
Best day. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shit. It's beautiful.
It's kind of, still is not the right word for it though, because there's so many families and stuff running around, which is what I love about Point Chev.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to find still spaces, eh?
Yes.
It is.
I've read some real interesting research in an article published like maybe a month or two ago about how some of the most creative people don't realize that they have all of this time to rest time and stuff, and it's kind of talking about like privilege in the arts and who has rest time that they're not aware of. They're quite often people who have money or who have come from spaces where they haven't had to work, you know, seven jobs on top of making their three theatre shows and their one art installation and seven channel video work, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's quite interesting. What would be something you'd like to see, Scotty, in terms of like support, I guess, for not just young people but people who want to kind of crack it in the arts scene, because it is really hard to maybe make time to make the work you want to do.
Yeah, I think there's a layer missing where I was lucky when I came up, I had a lot of mentors who put the hand out and was like, come up, come and sit in rehearsals rooms, come and come down to Wellington, come watch me how I make stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is missing now, where there's a gap where people have left the younger generations and they haven't really offered them to come up and get experience in the room and first-hand experience.
Totally.
Because I think in making theatre and making art, you've really got to be in the room and figure out if you like it this way, or find the people that you like to work with, and how you like to work is the whole thing, and figuring out how to make your own art.
Absolutely.
So I think that's what I'd like to see, more mentorships in the seasoned and practitioners. The seasoned practitioners and the people coming up of just going, maybe I want to try this.
Yeah, totally.
And letting them in the room, I think, is the first
massive thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
And get a little bit of putia for it. You know, come in. Because, you know, you got to get paid to do art. It's not just a...
It's a job.
Oh, my God.
It's a job.
Yes.
If people want to come and see Babel, a massive company, when and where and how?
We open on March 18th at the Mangere Arts Centre to the 28th. All the information is on the Auckland Arts Festival website.
Awesome as. Thank you so much, Scotty Cotter. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Not a problem.
Have a lovely Friday.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
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 Culture Club on 95 BFM Breakfast. Book now at aaf.co.nz.
Oh, yeah. Bit of